What's up, Unusual Blessings podcast listeners? What you guys got going on today? I am here again, and I haven't been in here in a while. I do want to apologize for my tardiness, but I have been working tremendously hard. But I did want to come on and just chat with you guys about anxiety. You know, we've been having a lot of anxiety when it comes to the coronavirus. And so I came up with some ideas that I thought would be good. First, dealing with anxiety is becoming ever more prevalent ordeal right now, because we're all in the house and we're all in a situation that we're not used to. We're all in a place where we're maybe, you know, just having everybody is at home and everybody's there 24 hours a day. It's just being a type of situation that is forcing us to have to sit in, and maybe you don't have anybody that is in the house with you, and you are having to, you know, deal with inner demons and you're having to deal with things that may be, you know, kind of hard and kind of stressful for you. Maybe paying bills, maybe, you know, keeping food in the house, maybe even keeping shelter, some things that may be going on in your home. But I'm here today to tell you two things: never give up and keep striving. You know, there are always things that will force us to have anxiety. You know, we may, you know, experience death. I know I just read where a Missouri lady was dealing with anxiety. She lost 8 members of her family due to coronavirus, and that's terrible. It's terrible to have to experience death in the first place, but when numerous family members are dying, numerous people in your family are dealing with this ordeal. We've seen it repeatedly over the 50,000 Americans who have fallen to this disease, that this is a disease that can affect everybody. If you come in the house, you turn the knob, and you have corona on your hands, it can stay on the knob for 3 hours. We know that. It can stay on a hard surface, as we could say, it may be on the bus seat or it may be in the bus. You can track it in the house on your shoe. It can linger in the air for 3 hours. Guys, come on. We have to think about, you know, just, you know, that. So that alone creates anxiety. I'm here just wanting to speak on that. Fears about COVID can take an emotional toll, you know, especially if you're already living with an anxiety disorder. But you're not powerless. We have tips that can help you through this stressful time. First, you got to understand your anxiety. It's a frightening time. We're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. Cities and even entire countries are shutting down. Some of us are in areas that have been affected by coronavirus hard. Others are bracing for what may come of that whole deal with corona. And all of us are watching the headlines and wondering, what's going to happen? What's going on? You know, so stay informed, but don't obsessively check the news, which that's what I do. I check the news literally 24 hours a day. My TV is on CNN, but my TV was already on CNN, and I think that's what created a little anxiety for me. So what I have been doing is taking some of the pills that I had during divorce, and that's citalopram. And it's only 10 milligrams, and it takes the edge off. But, you know, find you a site, a website, a TV station that's trustworthy, and just stick with those sources. Limit how much time you check the updates. Just, you know, you have to, You have to decompress. So, you know, stay away from, you know, the updates at all times, because it'll make you feel overwhelmed. It'll make you feel, oh God, here it is again. And like I said, make sure that these are updates that you can share. Make sure these are updates that are reliable and important. Focus on the things that you can control. We're in a time of massive upheaval. There are so many things outside of our control. We don't know how the government is going. We have a president who's telling us to ingest disinfectant. People, we have got to take a role and say that we're gonna stand regardless. You know, I hate to say don't listen to the president, but he said it himself. He's not a doctor. And being on television and saying one thing and then walking it back the next day, that's not gonna be good for your anxiety. So stay away from listening to certain things about it. Also, I want you to wash your hands frequently for at least 20 seconds with soap, water, and use your hand sanitizer that controls at least 60. That hand sanitizer that is at least 60% alcohol. Just avoid touching your face, particularly your eyes, nose, and in your mouth. Stay home as much as possible, even if you don't feel sick. Avoid crowds, gatherings of more than 10 people. Avoid non-essential shopping and travel. You know, I love to shop. I like to get my nails done. I like to get my toes done. I like to feel like a lady. And here in Georgia, we've seen the controversy over Governor Brian Kemp has opened up our some of the non-essential, I mean, essential stuff like hair salons, nail shops, tattoo parlors, and gyms, things of that nature, things that really make it hard for you to stay 6 feet apart, that is guidelined by the social distancing. But we have to turn away from that because, you know, well, I can't say turn away from it, but we gotta social distance. And how a person can social distance when they're getting their hair fixed, I'm sorry, I don't know. You know, I wanted to get these toes done today, but there was just no way that I could do it. It was not a way possible for me to do my feet today. So I'm just saying, you know, guys, just take control of your own lives, take control of your own situations. You know, meditate. I have started to try and meditate. Look at your YouTubes, look at your sites that help you to teach you to breathe. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Try to get plenty of sleep. You know, when we were kids, our mom and dads put us in the bed at 9 o'clock because why? We had to go to school. So try and use that avenue now just to make sure that you have had adequate sleep, that you will not, you know, be tired, that you can decompress, you can let your body relax. Plan for what you can, you know. It's natural to be concerned about what may happen in your workplace. I'm a healthcare worker, so I'm very, you know, cautious with the patients. You know, I was with a patient the other day and I took them up the hall and one of them started to cough and I was like, oh, and he was like, I'm sorry, it's a smoker's cough. You know, that's anxiety because I didn't want him to cough on me, you know, and I didn't want to be mean to him, but at the same time, I have a son and I don't want my son, who does suffer with underlying conditions, I don't want him to be at risk for trying to fend off something that I brought in and that could possibly put him in a situation where he would have to be incubated or, you know, worse, death. Just, you know, if you're thinking about the what ifs, you know, try relinquishing our desire for certain uncertainty and control. Is easier than it's said than done. You know, if you feel yourself starting to spin out of control into negativity or panic, just ground yourself. Present that moment, Stop the negative spiral, people. You know, your rational mind and your brain will come back. You know, this is something that is used. It's meditation again. It's just saying, you know what? I can do this. I'm going to make it. Everything is going to be all right. I don't have to worry. And just decompress. You know, go out for a walk. Sit out on your porch. Listen to the birds sing. You know, listen to things that make you feel good on the radio. You know, I love music and I love acting. So I'm doing TikTok right now. If you want to look me up on TikTok, it's Unusual Blessings. You know, but the nursing part of me is very worried about the people that I'm encountering. And so when we have these anxiety situations, let's just, you know, tune out the world, bring in, you know, some, you know, even if, and my thing too is, guys, I love to pray. You know, prayer will make me feel better. I know everybody is not a car-carrying member of the church, but when it comes down to what I do, I pray and I ask God for the strength that I need, you know, to make it and to keep my mind in tow, because God can keep our minds. He can keep us in tow with what we need to be in tow with, you know, because things are gonna come daily. You know, this is not the only situation that we have going on, but it is dominating the airwaves, it's dominating conversations, it's dominating, you know, the news, it's dominating everywhere. And so just stay on the listen out for, you know, things to help you be better. I also wanted to address, I have seeing that a lot of people, and I've known of one person to have a heart attack. I've known four people to have a heart attack here lately. One of those people, I don't know him personally, but Ryan Cameron, I do listen to him, 107.5 radio station here in Atlanta, Georgia. Had a massive heart attack. I can't say it was due to corona, but we don't know what he encountered. I think that that has a definite correlation of why, you know, people have been having heart attacks. So, and the stress of it all. So just try your best to decompress. Try your best to meditate. Try your best to be your best. Because if you're not at your best, you can't be at your best for your family members. You can't, your immune system is not going to be at its best. And you want to be at your best so you can stay healthy and stay mentally fit to fight on another day. It's your girl Tunde. I am home today, relaxing, just here trying to decompress. But I wanted to come on and share my ideas about anxiety with you guys, let you know how I felt about it, and make sure that you guys are staying safe and staying corona free. You guys have a good day. And we'll get back with you some other time. It's your girl Tunde. Peace.